Today's daf is Maseches Bava Kama, daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The new Mishnah, Namad Aleph, Gemara, teaches that even people who are muchzak kegazlanim, they have a status that they are thieves. This is who they are. This is how everybody knows them in society. They've already established themselves this way. And the money that's in their hands, they're holding this money. They have money, whatever it is. It's becheskas gezel. What does it mean? We could assume that the money that they have is stolen money. Nevertheless, we're actually allowed to still accept tzedakah from this money that's in their hands, only that money that's been stored, only the money found inside the tax collector's box where it's 100% known that the money is kept there. You had these fraudsters who were posing as tax collectors. That's the discussion that we have in our daf. And for sure, that's stolen money. The Mishnah says that no benefit may be had from this money, and if one does benefit from it, he's strengthening the hands, misayel over avera, strengthening the hands of a sinner, and violates the law of lifne iver lo titen yoshoa, putting a stumbling block in front of the blind. Shulchan Aruch, Shin Samech Tassif Aleph explains. The Sma, commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, elaborates why a tax collector, poser tax collector, he's not a real tax collector, he takes the money. The very taking of that money is a chefta shel itzer. What he's doing, it's a prohibited act, the whole thing in and of itself, because this act of taking this money from people, it's very in and of itself. It's stealing from people who don't owe that money to him. He's a poser, he's not a real person, and he leaves it in the tax collection box. So all the money in that box is stolen, and therefore all the money in that box is going to be prohibited to benefit from. However, money found in the thief's house, even though it's highly likely it got there by being stolen, since it's not 100% that it's stolen, it can be benefited from. And it actually belongs to the thief. But if we knew that the item was stolen, even in the meantime, he may not buy it because it's prohibited to support the sinner. The case is brought, Mishpatei Torah, Gilyon 158, of a thief who tried to break into an apartment. The apartment owners managed to catch him and call the police and say, this guy's he's a serial thief. He's doing this over and over again, actually numerous claims against this thief of similar activity. So he also left, happens to be an electric saw to saw off the bar, special cutting tools, and he left those behind. So who do these belong to? So applying our Mishnah and the Halacha, we say that so long as we can confirm the thief stole these tools, they belong to him. And really they should be returned to him, but the Ganav, the thief, can't get them back if he hasn't done teshuva. He hasn't actually shown he doesn't want to be a thief anymore. He's repenting from his ways. So it's not, we don't want to strengthen Mesayel Advar over Avera. We don't want to strengthen and encourage his behavior. We're commanded as well. The Torah says, Ocheach Tochiach. We have to rebuke a person, show them, tell them you're not behaving properly. You're going against the words of the Torah. Ocheach Tochiach is a misech. It's a positive mitzvah. Biyarta Ara Mikirbecha. We have these different requirements the Torah gives us to get rid of the bad among us. And Kol Shekin, how much more so? We can't give this thief the tools. He's just going to use them again to go and do bad things, even though they are his. So the house owner may not dispose of the tools, on the other hand, or sell them and give the monetary value to the thief. He needs to first see if the thief has really become a Baal Tshuva, really distancing himself away from the terrible behavior. And the owner is really like a shomer, like a guardian of these items. What kind of friend are we to others? This may be the message over here. Sometimes people need to be pulled out of deep mud, and the only way out is for somebody else to actually help them. They can't get themselves out of the mud. But if you look at the person, you say, are you happy in the mud? Is it okay for you there? The first step has to be for that person to realize that they are buried in mud. Once they realize they're buried in mud, they say, I want out, but I just can't get myself out. Then we could look at them, put out our hand, and pull them out of that mud.